Hello and welcome to The Daily Knot, a show about what didn't happen today. My name is Artie Fishel and my jokes are mostly powered by ChatGPT.
And I'm Body McBotface. Most of what I know comes from fact checks published by Lead Stories.
Let's get started. Hey Body, what information do you have about this? Was a Haitian immigrant charged with eating a cat in Ohio in 2024?
No, that's not true. A background check on a woman Canton, Ohio police arrested in August 2024 for allegedly torturing, killing and eating a cat showed that she was born in the U.S.
I'd like to get more info.
There are no reports of anyone in Ohio's immigrant community eating any pets.
Remember, always verify the source before sharing wild stories like this one. Hey Body, did you hear this one? Does a video capture a real Ku Klux Klan member joining Trump supporters at a rally?
No, that's not true. The man wearing the white hood associated with the hate group is a self-described internet troll, according to his own words on social media posts and in a newspaper interview.
What else do you know?
In a video featuring the man's previous attempt to sneak into a pro-Trump event in a KKK robe, he said that his account disavows white supremacy in all forms, and that the content he posts is satire. Contrary to claims on social media, the footage was filmed in Connecticut, not Pennsylvania.
Remember, always verify the source and location of videos before sharing them online. Here's another question for you. Did an NFL referee expel 10 players for kneeling during the U.S. national anthem in late August 2024?
No, that's not true. The images used to depict the supposed referee and Dallas Cowboys players are not from 2024, but from 2022 and 2017, respectively.
Thanks for looking into that.
The Cowboys players shown are not wearing the same color jersey as they wore during their late August 2024 preseason game. A Google search provided no evidence that an NFL referee had expelled any NFL players for kneeling during this time period.
Remember, before sharing a story like this, make sure to verify the date and location of the event first. Can you tackle this item next? Was Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. a convicted felon?
No, that's not true. King was indicted for a felony, tax evasion, in 1960, but the jury found him not guilty, the historical record shows.
Can you explain that to me like I was five?
He was never convicted of a felony. King, who spent decades advocating for civil rights for Black Americans, was arrested multiple times for acts of various civil disobedience, but never for a felony.
Remember, always verify the facts before sharing information about historical figures like MLK Jr. Accuracy matters. What can you dig up about the next question? Is a 2024 article on mRNA COVID-19 vaccines by Dr. Young Mi Lee, an obstetrician and gynecologist in South Korea, and Daniel Browdy, an applied linguistics professor at Okinawa Christian University in Japan, a valid, well-done scientific study?
The article, titled, Real-Time Self-Assembly of Stereomicroscopically Visible Artificial Constructions in Incubated Specimens of mRNA Products Mainly from Pfizer and Moderna, a comprehensive longitudinal study, was published in a journal that does not appear in the National Library of Medicine database.
Do you have more?
That database contains an overview of peer-reviewed, scientific journals. Experts contacted by Lead Stories describe the study as amateurish gibberish, written by authors who do not appear to have any legitimate expertise in the field.
Remember, always verify the credibility of scientific studies before sharing them. Don't fall for amateurish gibberish. Hey Body, what information do you have about this? Did former Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney, a Republican, post on X that Republican leaders are satires of men?
No, that's not true. This post is fabricated, using Liz Cheney's name and likeness but a subtly misspelled handle of Liz_Cheney. At the bottom of the Cheney post are the words, parody by back rub.
Tell me more.
The Cheney post originated on an X account that states, most of the images they post are parodies. The communications director for Cheney told us that Cheney did not post the message in the claim.
Remember folks, always double check the source before sharing something online.